75th chapter.
The subject, Duryodhan, felt insulted at the end of Rajasya sacrifice. King Yudhishthir was known as Ajatasatru. Ajatasatru means a person who has no enemy. Therefore, when all men, all demigods, all kings, sages, saints saw the successful termination of Rajasya Yajna performed by King Yudhishthir, everyone became very, very happy. But why Duryodhana was not happy, the subject matter was very astonishing to Maharaj Parikshit, and therefore he requested Sukhdev Goswami to narrate the story why Duryodhana was not happy. Sukhdev Goswami said, "Dear King Parikshit, your grandfather, King Yudhishthir, was a great soul. His congenial disposition of mind attracted everyone as his friend, and therefore he was known as Ajatasatru, never creating an enemy. Therefore, he gave different engagements to all the members of the Kuru dynasty for taking charge of different departments in the management of Rajasya sacrifice. For example, Bhimsen was given in charge of the kitchen department. Duryodhana was given in charge of the treasury department. Sahadev was given in charge of the reception department. Nakul was given in charge of the store department. Arjuna was engaged for looking after the comforts of the elderly persons. And the most astonishing feature was that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he took the charge of washing feet of all the incoming guests. The queen, the goddess of fortune, Draupadi, was in charge of administering the foodstuff distribution. And because Karna was famous for giving in charity, he was posted in charge of the charity department. In this way, everyone like Saptati, Bikarna, Hardikya, Vidura, Bhurisrava, and Santardhan, the son of Balik, all of them were engaged in different departments for managing the affairs of Rajasya sacrifice. All of them were so much bound up in loving affection with King Yudhishthir that everyone wanted to act in such a way that he may be very much pleased or his welfare is completely secured. Next paragraph. So after the end of Rajasya Yajna, when everyone, friends, guests and well-wishers were sufficiently honored and rewarded, and when Shishupal died by the mercy of Lord Krishna and became merged in the spiritual existence, at that time King Yudhishthir went to take bath in the Ganges. The city of Hastinapur is standing on the bank of Jamuna. It indicates, therefore, that during the time of the Pandavas, the river Jamuna was also known as the Ganges. When King Yudhishthir was taking bath, which is known as Avamritha bath, this Avamritha bath is accepted after performing a great sacrifice. So when King was taking bath, there was concerted vibration of different musical instruments like mridanga, conch shell, drums, kettle drums, bugles, and similar different musical instruments. Not only that, the dancing girls were engaged in their respective occupation, created a jingling sound. Many batches of professional singers were engaged with their veena, flute, gongs, cymbals, and there was a tumultuous sound combined together, vibrating in the sky. The princely guests from many kingdoms, like Srinjaya, Kamboj, Kuru, Koikeya, Kosala, were present with their different flags and gorgeously decorated elephants, chariots, horses, soldiers. All of them were passing in a procession, keeping the king Yudhishthir in the forefront. The executive members were performing the sacrifice, like the priests, religious ministers, Brahmins. All of them were chanting loudly the Vedic hymns. The demigods, the inhabitants of the Pitriloka, Gandharvaloka, places were showering flowers from the sky. The citizens of the Hastinapur, Indraprastha, all men and women, were nicely decorated, smeared with scents and floral oils, garlands, dressed in different colorful garments with valuable jewels and ornaments on the body, and all of them were enjoying the ceremony by throwing on each other liquid substances like water, oil, milk, buttered, sugared, someone smearing on some other's body. In this way, they were enjoying the occasion. The professional prostitutes also were engaged in that jubilation by smearing the liquid substances on the body of the males, and the males were also in return by doing the same behavior on the females. All the liquid substances were specifically mixed with turmeric and saffron, so the color of the liquid substances were lustrous yellow. In order to observe the great ceremony, many wives of the demigods, they came in their different aeroplanes and were visible on the sky. Similarly, on the surface also, the queens of the royal family came in their different plankins, gorgeously decorated and surrounded by the bodyguard soldiers. During this time, Lord Krishna, the maternal cousin of the Pandavas, and his special friend Arjuna, both together were throwing the liquid substances on the body of the queens. By such action, the queens became blissful, but at the same time, their beautiful smiling engladdened their face. Not only that, on account of throwing liquid substances on their body, their coverings of the body, namely the saris, became completely wet. The saris being wet, the different parts of their bodily beauty, namely their breast, their waist, became partially visible on account of wet cloth. The queens also brought in the bucket such liquid substances, and with syringe, liquid substance was being sprinkled on the body of their brother-in-laws, and because of their being engaged in such jubilant activities, their bunch of hairs became slackened, and the decorating flowers on them began to fall down. While Lord Krishna, Arjuna, and the queens were engaged in such activities of jubilation, persons who were not very much clean in their heart became agitated in their lustful desire. In other words, such behavior between male and female in clear heart is enjoyable, but persons who are materially contaminated become lustful in such pleasing dealings between man and woman. when King Yudhishthir was present there, along with his queens, like Draupadi and others, on gorgeous style, a chariot yoked by excellent horses, the feature became so much beautiful as if the great sacrifice, Rajasya Jagga, was standing there in person, along with the different functions of the sacrifice. After finishing the Rajasya sacrifice, there were several other Vedic ritualistic duties known as Patni Sangyaja. This sacrifice is performed along with the wife. Therefore, this Patni Sangyaja ceremony was also performed by the priest. Then the king again took his bath known as Abhamritha. So when the queen Draupadi and king Yudhishthir were taking their bath, people out of their feelings of happiness as well as the demigods began to beat on their trumpets, and all of them began to shower flowers from the sky. When the king and the queen finished their bath in the Ganges, all other citizens, consisting of all the varnas or castes, namely the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas and the Shudras, took their bath in the Ganges. This taking up bath in the Ganges is recommended in the Vedic literature, because by such bath one becomes freed from all sinful reactions. This taking of bath in the Ganges is still current in India, especially in some particular auspicious moment. The people in thousands and millions take bath in the Ganges. After taking bath, the king Yudhishthir dressed himself in new silken cloth and wrappers and was decorated in various valuable jewelry. The king not only dressed himself and decorated himself, but also he gave clothing and ornaments to all the priests and the members who performed the jagyas. In this way, all of them were worshipped by King Yudhishthir. He constantly worshipped his friends, his family members, his relatives, his well-wishers, everyone who was present, and because he was a great devotee of Lord Narayana, or because he was Vaishnava, therefore he knew how to treat well everyone. The Mahavadi philosophers endeavor to see everyone as God is an artificial way of thinking oneness. But a Vaishnava or a devotee of Lord Narayana sees every living entity as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, a Vaishnava's treatment with other living entities is on the absolute platform, as you cannot treat one part of your body different from the other part, because all of them belong to the same body. Similarly, a Vaishnava does not see a human being distinct from the animal, because in both of them he sees the situation of the soul and super soul simultaneously. In this way, when everyone was refreshed after taking bath and were dressed in silken clothing with jewel earrings and flower garlands, turban, long wrappers, over all a pearl necklace, all of them simultaneously looked like the demigods from the heaven. specifically the women were very nicely dressed, and their smiling face was seen with the spots of tilak curling here, scattered here and there, each of them having a golden belt on the waist. And all this combination made everything very, very nice looking. Next paragraph. In this way, the persons who participated in the ratio sacrifice, like the most cultured priests, the Brahmins, assisted in the performance of the sacrifice, the citizens consisting of Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Sudra, besides them, all the kings, demigods, sages, saints, citizens of the Pitri Lok, and everyone who participated in that yoga, along with their followers, all were very much satisfied by the dealings of King Yudhishthira. And at the end, they parted in good feeling to their respective residences. All of them, while returning to their respective homes, were talking of the dealings of King Yudhishthira, and they are not satisfied even after continuous talking of his greatness, as much as one is never satisfied drinking the nectarine over and over again. After departure of all others, Maharaj Yudhishthira especially restrained the inner circle of his friends, including Lord Krishna, by not allowing them to go back. Lord Krishna could not refuse the request of the king. He therefore sent back all the heroes of the Yadu dynasty, like Shambho and others. All of them went back to Dwaraka, and Lord Krishna personally went there in order to give pleasure to the king. Next paragraph. In the material world, everyone has a particular type of desire to be fulfilled, but they are never able to fulfill their desires in full satisfaction. But the great devotee like King Yudhishthira, because of his unflinching devotion to Krishna, he could fulfill all his desires successfully in the performance of the Rasya Yajna. From the description of the execution of Rasya Yajna, it appears that such function is a great ocean of opulent desires, and to cross over such ocean is not possible by any ordinary man. But by the grace of Lord Krishna, the king Yudhishthira was able to cross over it very easily, and thus he became free from all anxieties. Next paragraph. When Duryodhana saw that Maharaj Yudhishthira became very much famous after performance of the Rasya Yajna, and he was fully satisfied in every respect, he began to burn into the fire of envy because his mind was always poisonous. The imperial palace, which was constructed by the demon Moha for the Pandavas, was so excellent by different puzzling artistic workmanship, befitting the position of great princes, kings, or leaders of the demons, in that great palace the Pandavas were living along with their family members, and the queen Draupadi was serving her husband very peacefully. And because in those days Lord Krishna was also there, his thousands of queens were also decorating the palace. When all the queens were moving within the palace, along with their heavy breast and waist, and their ankle bells were ringing very melodiously on account of their movement, the whole palace appeared to be more pompous than heavenly kingdoms, little portion of all the queens were thin because the portion of their breasts were sprinkled with saffron powder, the pearl necklace on their breast appearing to be reddish. The gown top with full earrings scattered here on the face, they looked very, very nice, and Duryodhan, after looking over such beauties, the palace of the king Yudhishthir became too much envious. Duryodhan was especially burning by seeing the beauty of Draupadi because he had some special attraction for her from the very beginning of her marriage with the Pandavas. In the marriage selection assembly of Draupadi, Duryodhan was also present, and along with other princes, he was also very much captivated by the beauty of Draupadi, but he failed to achieve her. Therefore, he had long cherished bereavement for Draupadi. Once upon a time, the king, Yudhishthir, was sitting on the golden throne in the palace constructed by the demon Maya, along with his four brothers and other relatives, as well as along with his great well-wisher, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. The material opulences of King Yudhishthir were not less than that of Lord Brahma. When he was sitting on the throne along with friends, the reciters were offering prayers to him in nice songs. And at this time of opulent demonstration of wealth and power by the king Yudhishthir, Duryodhan, along with his other younger brother, also came there. Duryodhan was decorated with helmet on his head and sword in his hand. He was always in envious and angry mood, and therefore, on slight provocation, he was talking irritatively to the doorkeeper. The reason of his irritation was because of his failing to distinguish between water and land. By the craftsmanship of demon Maya, the palace was so decorated in different places that one who did not know the tricks would consider water as land and land as water. Duryodhan was also illusioned by this craftsmanship, and when he was crossing water, thinking it to be land, he fell down. Because he fell down out of his foolishness, Bhimsen and other queens enjoyed a laughing incident the falling down of Duryodhan. King Yudhishthir could understand the feelings of Duryodhan. Therefore, he was trying to restrain them from laughing in that way. But Lord Krishna gave indication to King Yudhishthir not to restrain all of them enjoying the incident. Krishna wanted that Duryodhan may be fooled in that way and all others may enjoy his foolish behavior. When everyone laughed in that way, Duryodhan felt very much insulted, and from each and every hole of his body, the hair stood up in anger. Thus being insulted, he immediately left the palace, bowing down his head very silently and without any protest. Duryodhan returned in such angry mood. Everyone regretted the incidents, and King Yudhishthir also became very much sorry. But despite all these incidences, Krishna was silent. He did not speak anything against or in favor of the incident. It appeared that by the supreme will of Lord Krishna, Duryodhan was thus in illusion, and that was the beginning of enmity between the two sects of Kuru dynasty. It appeared that it was a part of Krishna's plan in his mission for decreasing the burden of the world. King Parikshit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami why Duryodhana was not satisfied after the termination of great sacrifice, Rajya Yajna, was thus explained by Sukadeva Goswami. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta part of the 75th chapter, Krishna, in the matter of Duryodhana insulted at the end of Rajya sacrifice.